Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Shavir Cummings, history graduate from the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, February 13, 1839, the Barbadian newspaper reported on proceedings in the House of Assembly. This was a sitting that exposed both the routine frustrations of colonial government and the deeper struggles over justice and political rights. The report opened on a very awkward note. At 12:30, the only person in the chamber was His Honor, the Speaker. It was well after 1 o'clock before the House finally began, and so sparse was the attendance that the governor reportedly arrived, found no members present, left, and later returned. Once the minutes of the previous meeting were read, Mr. Taylor moved the main business of the day, which was a proposal to extend the powers of the Court of Appeal. He argued that stronger appellate powers would improve colonial justice, allowing the court to call for fresh evidence whenever necessary and giving the poor and vulnerable easier access to redress against injustice and oppression. The reforms, he said, would also bring the local court more closely in line with the courts of appeal in England. The House then turned to a deeply sensitive matter, which was the franchise. A lengthy petition from the Elective Franchise Committee of the Colored Community was presented. It protested the invidious distinction of color and class in voting and eligibility for public office. In response, Mr. Gaskin stated that a bill already existed to amend the election laws. That measure, he claimed, proposed to extend voting rights to those who held houses valued at £15 in rent and to owners of 5 acres of land. Mr. Taylor, supporting the move, argued that the proposal was far too limited and declared that the election laws required full revision and consolidation. However, strong opposition came from Mr. Rogers. He rejected the claim that color or class prevented participation in public life and pointed to the recent unopposed election of a gentleman of color to the vestry of St. Michael. He added that several white freeholders had openly supported that candidate and that the governor had recently appointed 2 paid magistrates of the same class without objection. He concluded by insisting that discrimination was not preventing either voting or election, adding that 2 colored vestrymen had recently joined the vestry after being invited to do so. Attention then shifted to a bill for the repair of the island's highways, which provoked a spirited debate in committee. Mr. Sharp objected to the measure because it did not require the work to be done by contract. He argued that without such a safeguard, deputy commissioners would continue to draw large salaries while doing little work, and he refused to support such a bill. Despite his objections, the Highways Bill passed in committee by a clear majority with 11 votes to 3, bringing the day's business in the House of Assembly to a close.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.